Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, one day at a time. And let's be real, sometimes life throws some curveballs our way, right? Things get tough, we face challenges, and it can feel like we're losing our grip on everything. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon inside each of us that can help us weather any storm? It's called self-awareness, and trust me, this isn't some fluffy, touchy-feely thing. This is about understanding your strengths, your weaknesses, your triggers, and how all those things shape your reactions to the world. Ever felt like you were on autopilot, reacting instead of responding? That's where self-awareness comes in. It's like hitting the pause button on your life so you can actually see what's going on, make conscious choices, and build that inner strength we all crave. Now, I know what you're thinking. Taylor, self-awareness sounds great, but how do I actually get there? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving into 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock your inner badass. First up, listen to your thoughts and feelings. I mean really listen. Don't just brush them off or try to ignore them. Take a moment to acknowledge what's going on inside your head and heart. What are those little voices telling you? Are they filled with positivity or negativity? Understanding the language of your own mind is like learning a secret code that unlocks your true potential. Next, identify your triggers. We all have them, those things that set us off, make us react in ways we don't want to. Maybe it's a certain type of comment, a stressful situation, or even just a particular smell. Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop coping mechanisms. You can learn to take a step back, breathe deeply, and respond instead of reacting impulsively. Think of it like training for a marathon. The more you practice, the stronger you become. Third, be honest with yourself. This one's tough, I get it. We all have flaws, insecurities, and bad habits we try to hide. But here's the thing. True self-awareness comes from embracing the whole package, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Don't be afraid to acknowledge your weaknesses, they're part of what makes you human. And remember, growth happens outside our comfort zones. Now, practice mindfulness. This doesn't have to involve chanting or sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop, although that sounds pretty awesome. Mindfulness is simply being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and surroundings without judgment. Take a few minutes each day to just breathe deeply, notice the sensations around you, and let go of any racing thoughts. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind. And finally, surround yourself with supportive people. You know those friends who always have your back, who challenge you to be your best self, and who celebrate your wins. Those are the people you want to keep close. They can help you stay grounded, offer perspective when you need it, and remind you of your strengths when you're feeling down. Think about the time you felt really stressed out, maybe a big deadline, a tough conversation, or just one of those days where everything seemed to go wrong. How did you react? Did you lash out, withdraw completely, or try to power through it all? Chances are, your reaction was influenced by your level of self-awareness. Now imagine that same situation, but this time, you're feeling calm and collected. You take a deep breath, assess the situation objectively, and respond in a way that's both assertive and compassionate. That's the power of self-awareness. It allows us to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to build your inner strength through self-awareness. Remember, this isn't about achieving some unattainable level of perfection. It's about being kind to yourself, embracing your whole self, and showing up in the world as your most authentic and capable version. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-awareness in your daily life? Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And that's a wrap for today, folks. Remember, you've got this. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow for another dose of mental fortitude daily. Keep on shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.